Department of Administration official Georgia Thompson is asking the state claims board for more than $300,000 in legal fees she spent to prove her innocence. If she gets it, it may be easier for Anthony Hicks to get the $50,000 he spent to prove he was innocent of a rape he served 4.5 years for. His attorney, Jeff Scott Olson, says granting legal fees is crucial, especially for low-income exonerees.
If they can't even say that to a lawyer, they have almost no chance of getting an attorney to represent them, and they will continue to languish in prison.
When someone else confessed to the child sexual assault that Catholic school teacher David Sanders was in prison for, he'd already run up a substantial debt. He's asking for $23,000 to cover both the debt and his legal fees. Sanders has been rehired as a teacher in Kentucky, but he says Wisconsin has a responsibility to repay him for what he lost from the time of his arrest to his release in July.
When I walked out the door 3 years ago to teach school that morning, I had perfect credit. And now I'm going to have to file for bankruptcy. That's just horribly embarrassing. And if I had the compensation, probably all that stuff could be paid off.
The person who's been wrongly convicted needs to be made whole because they were convicted by state action.
Wisconsin Innocence Project attorney Byron Lickstein worked on Sanders' case.
And the question is, how can we make this situation right?
In the David Sanders case, even the Milwaukee District Attorney's Office that prosecuted him agrees. D.A. John Chisholm is urging the board to grant Sanders all his legal fees. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.